Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate him coming on. We've been having a lively discussion. Dr. Henry L. Nyman, highly recommended, prestigious researcher, inventor of many of the major technologies used today and researching all this and treating it. I hope he's wrong, though. I mean, I don't want this to be a real deadly flu. I mean, I know it's deadly for those that are being dying, but you've got the flu season raging right now and a few thousand dead, or 1,700 and something. That doesn't sound like a big deal to me, but he's saying it could mutate. So are you saying, doctor, it's bad now, or it could be potentially mega bad? I mean, I just want to be clear on that.
And let me explain why it's bad now and why it could get much worse. Seasonal flu, the numbers thrown out is 36,000 in the United States die. 90% of the people that die from the flu in the United States and worldwide are 65 years or older. Most of those people are actually quite a bit more than 65. They're in nursing homes. They basically have very serious illnesses. They get the flu, and the flu kind of puts it over the top. They really can't mount a good response to
the flu. They're compromised.
Right, right. They're compromised in many ways, and that's who normally dies from the flu. The people that are dying from the flu today, those 1,000 people that died in Argentina, they are previously healthy young adults.
So, I mean, is this like the 1918 then that it has that hemorrhagic effect?
Yes. I mean, there are reports. Actually, I was just reading one. I was trying to find out where it was, where patient actually turned blue overnight and died. You know, and those are the characteristics of 1918. There's this cyanosis. Basically, the person literally turns blue and ends up dying suddenly. I mean, there are reports in 1918 of people that basically were sitting down and playing bridge, and they literally fell over and died at the bridge table.
You know, yeah, no, because it has this huge autoimmune response.
Right, right, right.
But doctor.
And here's why that's a problem for this year, okay? Because the virus is adapting. So it really doesn't take a whole lot of change. If the virus is actually growing at twice the rate that it is right now, it's going to elicit a much greater autoimmune response. It's going to grow quickly, and people are going to respond to it, and that's this cytokine storm, that's this cascade, and that's why people end up dying.
Okay, let me just stop because we're almost out of time. It's clear I've got to have you back up. I'm very appreciative of your time. I hope you're wrong, because I got family, and I live here in Texas. It seems to be one of the epicenters for all of this, and I don't trust these vaccines. I've seen what their history, what they do, and this whole thing has stage written all over it. I know you don't get into areas like that. You just cover the facts that you can document, but I've had a bad feeling all along for the last year in the buildup to this, and are you saying, Doc, with your educated opinion, you've got a bad feeling about this year?
Yes. I've said it looks like 1918 for the last several months, and there has been nothing in the last several months that takes it off the 1918 track.
So my God.
It was tracking then. It's following the exact same track right now. In Texas, there's likely to be Tamiflu resistance in Texas. There was a report that came out a day or so ago on the border by El Paso.
Yeah, Houston Chronicle. There's now,
right. And that indicated there were several versions that had Tamiflu resistance. There's a sequence that just came out that actually isn't even, it's only semi-public. This shows Tamiflu resistance in Singapore, and that's going to create another problem that we can talk about next time around.
Well, Dr. Nyman, let me get you up then in the next few weeks as this unfolds. When do you see it quickly really starting to break out then, October?
I would say, yeah, you'll see the first time September, October, in the Northern Hemisphere. I think it'll get worse in the Southern Hemisphere before that.
All right, Dr. Nyman, a flu tracker, just Google that. You'll find him. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good talking, Alan.
Well, that's scary.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Okay, Max, if I could start with you. I mean, what is it about Goldman Sachs? How does it manage to turn the figures around like that?
Well, Goldman Sachs are scum. I mean, that's the bottom line. They basically have co-opted the U.S. government. They've co-opted the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve functionality. They've co-opted the Obama administration. Barack Obama, dances to Goldman Sachs' tune. And they are really crooked and abominable in what they've done. You just remember Hank Paulson held the Congress hostage, took him in the back room and said, give us $700 billion. We're going to crash this market.
Well, joining us for the rest of the hour, maybe twist his arm a little bit into the next, make some phone calls, is Max Keiser. He's a former Wall Street broker and is the inventor of the virtual specialist technology, prediction markets, Hollywood Stock Exchange, a bunch of other systems, and My Private Film. Max is currently a TV presenter, radio host, entrepreneur, broadcast journalist. He's the host of On the Edge with Max Keiser on Press TV. He's also done a BBC show called The Oracle, blogger for the Huffington Post. Max also presented the films for Al Jazeera. He joins us from Paris, France. And he's also a little bit in the new Obama film that I will soon announce the name of by, I'll announce it by next Wednesday. I've got to quit procrastinating and get to doing that. You just heard me play a clip of him on national main French television. We're going to play another clip of something coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is your chance to have financial questions. We're going to clear the board of calls, fresh calls specifically for Max Keiser on the economy, on the police state. But Max, let me throw you a curveball before we get into Goldman Sachs and all this out of the gates here. Curveball. It's Max Keiser curveball.
It's a curveball.
It's a knuckleball. But seriously, the flu situation, troops everywhere, mass graves. They denied it a year ago. Now they admit it. Forced inoculations, talks of lockdown, only less than 2,000 dead worldwide. They are really hyping this thing, really trying to scare people. This looks like, to me, the perfect cover to get their carbon tax through, to get their open borders through, their gun control, their government health care that they're trying to push through in October. What does Max Kaiser's spidey sense tell him?
Well, I'm all about the banking and finance systems, that's what I cover. As far as the whole swine flu epidemic, I'm an idiot because I go to the drugstore every day and I buy stuff for your hands to disinfect my hands. Of course, I was laughing at those people a year ago. But, it's a herd mentality. How much do they charge? $8 for a squirt of that stuff over here. Think of the profits that are being generated. And it's all herd mentality. People I go to these meet friends and they're sharing these things. Little antiseptic gel. It's pathetic. You fall into the behavior that is inculcated through this massive wave of scare tactics. Everything can be sold using scare tactics now. They figured that out. Shock and awe, 9/11. If you scare enough people, they can scare you into buying anything now. Why bother coming up with a creative campaign to sell stuff when you just show people getting blown up, and then you'll sell a truckload of whatever it is you're trying to sell? It's all salesmanship. It's just basically, infomercials for psychosis and mass destruction, and they'll sell anything down the pike. But, I want to talk about Goldman Sachs for a second because it's just gotten so hilarious. It's gotten ridiculous. It's gotten absurd, if that's okay, by you.
Yeah, let's get into $23.7 trillion missing in 10 months. They're refusing to say where the money went. Paulson gets up before Congress last week and says, yeah, I took $200 million myself. That's not a conflict of money he gave himself. This is a new level of heist. You're an expert in all this. Break it down for us. And then I want to get into, they say the economy's fixed. Everything's wonderful. The stock market's going up. But housing at all-time low. Reuters reporting that half of U.S. mortgages seen underwater by 2011. Record joblessness, all of that is degrading quickly, but they're meanwhile saying, Marie Antoinette, let them all eat birthday cake.
Let's just talk about a couple of things here. One, I don't know if you saw this or not, the high-frequency trading scandal. High-frequency trading, which is now being talked about in Washington.
That special little computer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really amazing. Now, just to give you an analogy here, if you go into if you saw somebody, your neighbor, and they had a rubber hose in your neighbor's gas tank, and he had that hose, and it was over a bucket, and he was stealing gas from your, you would say, hey, buddy, don't steal our neighbor's gas. That's not very nice. That's not very social behavior. He's siphoning off gas, right? Basically. And it has, they don't even argue. They don't deny this. Goldman Sachs over at 85 Broad Street is where they have their headquarters down there on Wall Street. They co-located a server next to the New York Stock Exchange, and they use this high-frequency trading to siphon off, depending on whose estimates you read, between $100 million and $200 million a day. They're just siphoning cash directly off the floor of the exchange.
And that's what we know of with a computer program plugged in secretly, rigging the market, but that's okay because they're allowed to give themselves the bonus money while they're former executives of the Treasury SEC.
They claim that they're, quote-unquote, adding liquidity to the system. So if you caught a guy siphoning gas from a car and his defense was, no, I'm adding gas to the car. So they say, hey, Goldman, you're siphoning money from the floor of the exchange using high-frequency trading, using all these proprietary algorithms, which I know a lot about because I created the virtual specialist technology is used to trade bonds by Cantor Fitzgerald on Wall Street. It's used by the Hollywood Stock Exchange to trade box office futures, and I designed these systems. So I know all about these systems, and it's nothing more than siphoning off cash. And Barney Frank says, a little profiteering is okay. We need the banks on Wall Street to have a little profiteering because all, if the banks aren't healthy, the economy's not healthy.
So the entire economy, 23.7 trillion of our money that we have to pay interest to them on, oh, here's our money and we pay you interest to take our money. Then it turns out the Fed is paying banks not to loan because they want to consolidate and blow out the economy. Is there no end? I mean, will Geithner soon be barbecuing children on his lawn? And we say, well, he's got to eat. The economy will collapse if we don't feed him our children. In fact, let me ask you that question. Why is he in the Wall Street Journal and other pub papers screaming and cussing and yelling at Bernanke and freaking out? Are they scared of the auditing the Fed? I mean, Bernanke suddenly on TV stuttering and bumbling. These omnipresent Mount Olympus elites are now coming and groveling. I mean, are we seeing the momentum shift against their criminal activity?
He's upset because now that he works for the government, his slice of the bonus pool is smaller. He's trying to get Paul Sonny's guys to give him more money. He's upset. He can't sell his house in Larchmont, New York, which, by the way, his house in Larchmont is less than a mile than where I grew up in Westchester County. I used to ride my bicycle by his house all the time. He's upset he can't sell his house because of the economic problems that he himself helped create. And now that Paulson successfully ransomed the government for $700 billion, which became $13 trillion, he's now paying himself. He's working with the Chinese to manage their money. He's going to make billions again. When he took the job for the government, of course, he said, well, I had to sell my Goldman Sachs stock at close to its all-time high. By the way, because I'm working for the government, I don't have to pay taxes on that gain. So his whole role as a servant for the government was a tax dodge. Paulson was just a tax dodger. He saved something like $100 million in taxes by taking that job, worked for a couple of years, engineered the collapse of Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns, took away all the competition from Goldman and J.P. Morgan and his crony buddies, and got rid of his arch enemy, Dick Fuld, over at Lehman Brothers. It was nothing but a grudge match between those two. They could have easily, Alex, this is the tragedy of it, going back to what I call the 9th of August, or 8-9, which is right up there with 9-11. 2 years ago, the 9th of August, 2 years ago in 2007, is when BNP in Paris said that they couldn't value the subprime bonds on their books, and that started what we call the credit crash for the next 24 months. The response from the government was not to reform the banking system, but to give them now what we know to be roughly $13 trillion. And according to guys like Carl Denninger, who's a very plugged-in guy, that number is going to double again. And the tragedy is that they could have very easily wiped out every mortgage debt and every credit card debt in America for less than that money.
Well, yeah. I mean, Bloomberg reported $9.4 trillion would pay off all mortgages, not just bad mortgages, but, you know, $50 million palaces, $100,000 bungalows, everything paid off. But now you're saying 13. The Congress and the banks are saying 23.7. But I guess that's different types of money they created, and that's not counting all the magical SDRs and these other layers of global currency.
Yeah, but okay, but get back to this point, because it's a very important point. Every single mortgage in America could have been paid off. Every single credit card debt could have been paid off. So therefore, every citizen in America could be sitting there with no debts at all. They'd have their credit card. They'd be in the mall shopping. The economy is 70% consumption anyway, so the economy would be growing. The jobs would be growing, not collapsing. The banks would actually be still making some money because they're still in the business of making loans. What you'd have left are these incredible black hole of debt, which would have to be addressed. And the way to address that would have been to force the banks to write off those debts in real time and suffer the consequences because they created those debts. So instead of like Warren Buffett, who's now saying, I'm going to have the blockbuster quarter of my life because 75% of his business is tied to getting bailed out by the government. And you see his stock going from $70,000 a share back to $100,000 a share back to $147,000 a share. If you want to buy one share of Berkshire Hathaway stock, Warren Buffett, and be part of the global elite, you need $147,000 to buy one. Well, right now it's $100,000.
Well, I was reading that he got $98 billion in bailout money.
unless you have $100,000 to buy one share of Berkshire Hathaway stock of Warren Buffett, then forget it. You're not part. You're not going to be part of the true economy that's run by all these insiders. So you're sitting there holding your, you know, 50 shares of some over-the-counter NASDAQ.com bomb that was sold to you by some hard-selling telephone salesman working on commission. Of course, that's going to go to zero. And the whole cycle's repeated again.
Max, stay there. Buffett deserves all the...
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
MaxKaiser.com. He is in my big new upcoming Obama film. Max, you got cut off there by the break. Obama's approval rating's gone from the mid-80s to now the mid-40s, depending on which poll you look at. He's now lower than Bush, lower than Jimmy Carter, than they were at this point 7 months into their administration. What do you see happening to Obama over the next few years? I mean, I'm almost just feeling sorry for him now because, you know, when he's this big star and they're pushing the corporate agenda through on him, you know, he's dangerous, and I had to oppose him, and I still do. But now that everything's being blamed on him, and almost he almost becomes a shield for the bankers.
Then he needs to do a Geithnerectomy. You know, look at Tony Blair over there in the UK. When he left number 10 Downing Street, after all the dodgy dossier, after all the fake rhetoric leading up to the invasion, after telling the 2 million people that were in the streets in Britain that they didn't want to get into the Iraq war, within 10 minutes of leaving number 10 Downing Street in disgrace, where does he end up? J.P. Morgan. Okay, the presidency is now used as a resume sweetener. So whether it's one term or two terms, the next step for Obama is Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. And that's the true end game. That's the goal for these guys. That's where they cash in. The presidency is just a fancy thing on your resume now. It doesn't mean anything in terms of public service anymore.
Well, it means you can read off a teleprompter good. That's why Bush was so hated, is that he couldn't sit there with puppy dog eyes lovingly lying to you. But, you know, you write for the Huffington Post. You deal with some of the classical type liberals out there. It seems a lot of them are starting to wake up, those that are honest, like yourself who had supported Obama. But then when you talk to other Democrats or progressives or whatever, they just scream you're a racist. Like, they're now saying that the archetypal poster of Obama socialism, we've changed it to Obama fascism because we believe that's closer to what it actually is. They're now saying that's racist when it has nothing to do with race. This parroting race over and over again isn't working. The media is also trying to claim it's partisan. So the establishment's throwing Democrats under the bus or under the train, trying to say all these congressmen getting shouted down at town halls are only Democrats. I've tracked it. They're shouting the Republicans down, too. So this is something completely new. It looks like the United States is on the verge of revolution, Max Keiser.
Well, we've been saying this for a few years, that the wealth and income gap is getting wider and wider. The amount of wealth controlled by the top 1% is just getting wider and wider. The past 6 months and the past 2 years has been nothing more than the Wall Street banks and other banks around the world and the central banks getting together and grabbing more power and more wealth. There was a New York Times story, I think it was today or yesterday, where Lloyd Blankfein, the new CEO of Goldman Sachs, is saying, "What crisis? There was no crisis. We were never in jeopardy. We're just smart. We're doing business like we've always done it." You know, here's the thing about the stock market rally. All that money that goes into the stock market rally, the $3 trillion rally, that money was, it's not coming from the money market funds, which would be an indication that the public is involved in the stock market. This money is coming from the bailout funds, and it's being not used to lend to businessmen and people in America to help them get through this crisis. It's being used as speculative capital by the banks to make money in the stock market. And once this rally, which is fed by the spec money, the bailout money, is being used by the speculators on Wall Street to speculate the stock market. It caught everyone flat-footed. It was up 50% or something like this. It's the biggest rally since the 1930s. Oh, by the way, that's very significant if you want to think about it. And now that you've got this CNBC and Jim Cramer now pounding the table, it's just another sucker's rally where they're going to come in. People are going to be buying this thing again, and they're going to be buying it at the top again, and they're going to be asking for a bailout again in another 6 months. So the cycle repeats itself. Nobody ever learns anything, because if you have a rising stock market, it tends to cloud people's thinking. They're willing to overlook everything and anything if they think they can buy a winning lottery ticket. People just ignore their own self-interest, and they go loopy. They add the drugs, the antidepressants, and the failure to have a decent diet, and you just have a sick zombie nation of speculators who are trying to be the next partner of Goldman Sachs, and the chances of that are like being the next winner on American Idol. It's not gonna
happen. You called that the...
Casino Gulag model.
The Casino Gulag model, and I concur with you 100%. They're taking all the tens of trillions they've stolen from taxpayers, pumping it in a controlled stock market. They'll know when to pull it. Well, probably when it hits 12,000. Let's see how the sucker's rally is going to work from the insider, the inventor of major stock exchange systems, Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. You can get your Obama Hitler t-shirts at InfoWars.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Mike, so what to make of this decision by BNP to pay out these bonuses? Echoes of Goldman Sachs last month?
Well, I think BNP wants us all basically to toss their salad. That's their game plan. Let's keep in mind that 2 years ago on August 9th was the beginning of a staged controlled financial terrorist demolition of the world's financial system when BNP announced that they couldn't value bonds in their books, the subprime loans that started the credit crash, the controlled demolition of the global banking system 2 years ago. This is, it will go down in history as basically the 9th of August or 8-9, similar to 9-11. This is when they started this controlled demolition.
That's Max Keiser on the main national news channel in France. He's got a show on Press TV. He's starting a show on Russia Today, huge worldwide. Paul Watson has that on his broadcast TV in Sheffield. Maybe not how big Russia Today is. And he's also done the BBC TV show, a very busy person. I'm going to be on this week's Press TV show with him, so always honored to be there. Before we go back to Max Keiser and ask about his upcoming TV appearances, he'll be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. Starting next segment, we're going to take phone calls for Max Keiser at 1-800-259-9231. He could talk about a whole host of issues. But he can't talk about chupacabras and stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the T-shirt being made right now. I had the idea Monday to when I noticed that that image of Obama socialism was going viral. I knew that it was a hot image because it just took him and really bared his soul and broke the back that was ready to be broken of this illusion of him as this sweetheart that loves you. And I think the image of him as a psychopathic criminal is much closer to the reality. But again, he's just a front man. So we made these T-shirts. They're selling like hotcakes. I'm very glad we'll get the word out because they have good messages on the back. They have very, very important messages on the back, like wake up before it's too late, stop the criminal, end the Fed. There's 8 different T-shirts, 8 different variants, Obama fascism, ObamaInfoWars.com, Obama New World Order. And I'm sending a crew out right now to make a viral YouTube video where I'm going to have my crew plaster Barack Obama InfoWars.com posters everywhere. We're having a $1,000 prize. I'll announce it next Friday. You just make a YouTube video. You go out, make a bigger poster, smaller poster, and you just say Obama InfoWars.com. You can mix in a little Obama fascism because I think that's closer to what he is. Socialism is bad enough as if we're going to take money from one group and give it to another. But this is $30 for the bank, $1 for the people, as Max Kaiser and others have broken down. So we're going to have this contest launching today up on InfoWars.com to print off the flyers on the Joker Obama Posters to Go Viral page. That's the name of the page that has all these files. You can print off in color, black and white, I don't care. The winner will be the person that the most inventively puts out the most posters in the most public places. So just show that in a 10-minute or less YouTube video. Everybody make them. The word gets out. Huge viral event. And let's start today with the Obama poster bomb all over the country, everywhere. I'm going to work on films today, do some interviews. Then I'm going to go home and see my children. When I'm driving back tonight, I'm going to get out with staplers and glue at different power boxes and poles, and I'm going to put up at least 10 of these. So, you know, walk the walk. I certainly talk the talk, also walk the walk. So get these off InfoWars.com. Get them out to everybody. And don't forget, we're also selling the T-shirts because they're trying to say it's racist, it's evil, it's bad. You're not allowed to lampoon him. He's a god. I love taking their deity, their royalty, and showing what he really is, a joker, a scammer. I mean, Max Kaiser, do you think it's unfair and mean to put up a joker, A? And B, isn't it our right anyways, whether it's nice or not, to show the godlike creature in whatever way we wish? Or should it be illegal, as some Democratic operatives are calling for?
Look, Alex, I grew up during the Nixon era, and the amount of vitriol spouted toward Nixon, as you can imagine, was quite vehement. The parodies and the things that were done were extreme, and because the country was angry. And why are they angry? Because they don't have a job, because the economy is sinking, because the president seems to curry favor with the Wall Street banks, and he has done no reformation of the banking system whatsoever. If anything, he's given them more power. And the people, unfortunately, have no power except through, historically, the people have always resorted to pamphleteering and through parody and through any means necessary that is cheap but carries their message. And this is just what happens when an economy is concentrated, wealth is by the fewer and fewer percentage, and it leaves the vast majority face down in the mud. And this just creates this dynamic. And the way to stop it is to address this unbelievable power grab of the money and wealth in the United States by the select few, and start to engage in some measures that will restore balance. The problem with these banks on Wall Street is that as the power grab continues, there's less and less competition for them. And people say, well, you know, people are just envious that Goldman Sachs was making a lot of money, which is completely incorrect. What is disturbing is that there are no competitors for Goldman Sachs. Why doesn't Obama and Geithner and Bernanke, why don't they start a few new banks that have that will challenge Goldman Sachs?
No, everything has to be fed into the mega bank at the expense of the people, and that's what John D. Rockefeller the First said. He said competition is a sin. And it is a sin to these mega monopoly capitalists.
Competition is the lifeblood of what's called the American dream. The purpose of the government is to allow, like an empire at the ball game, is so that there can be fair competition. That's what a government can do. They play the umpire at the ball game, and then we'll see who competes the best. Some people are talented, some people are really hardworking, and you have the ability through sheer hard work to make it in that economy. But if the empire is working for the banks, and there are no laws, there are no rules, then the people in the country are going to rise up and say, you know what, this is bull BS. You know, we want to compete. The people want to work. They want to compete, but the banks on Wall Street won't let them. And that blockage has got to be removed from the economy. There needs to be a reintroduction of competition in the United States. And the way to do that is to remove the egregious monopoly of everything financial. Every loan, every price on every exchange is totally manipulated at this point, and it's done so thousands of times a minute. And they're just stealing. They've got, like I said at the top of the interview, they've got a siphon stuck into the pot of money that is America's wealth, and they're just siphoning it out with no competition whatsoever. They're just taking it. They're just stealing it without any intrusion from any regulator whatsoever. Now, how is that going to foster an economy of hardworking, diligent, moral people?
Great points, Max Kaiser. Did you?
Look,
well, on Monday,
the front page of the Financial Times: Wall Street profits from Fed rule. This is on the front page of the Financial Times. What does this mean? The Federal Reserve tells Wall Street what they're buying and selling before they buy and sell. Wall Street then steps in. They quote unquote front run, which means they place orders ahead of the government, and they make money without taking any risks.
So it's a rigged inside economy, insider trading now publicly. Crime is just absolutely mainstream now.
Insider trading, crime, and thievery are listed on the exchange. You can buy them every single day. It's a listed open sewer of corruption that they're just buying and selling on the exchange. And they're basically taunting people and saying, look, you're either with us or against us. That's why I have that site, GulagWealthFund.com, which has all the companies that are profiting from this Gulag casino state. So I've got the various military contractors and the various banks. And if you want to participate in the Gulag wealth industry, you should buy the shares in these stocks, because you can watch your country go into the mud as well. And you'll be the richest guy in the world, but you will have lost your country. So that's the trade-off. That's the trade-off you have to ask yourself. Are you willing to become rich in exchange for your wealth? Are you willing to give up your country? That's the question everyone has to ask themselves.
But at a certain point, they destroy the standard of living and turn all the Western countries into sewers. But I guess they don't care as long as they're the king monkey sitting on top of the pile of dung. It's just amazing. Did you see where the White House, we actually broke this on Monday, it's now been picked up nationally, the White House is asking its people to report anyone that talks bad about the health care plan. And then back during the campaign, they had cops in Missouri going, we're going to arrest you if we decide you lie about Obama. And all these youth brigades and youth corps with all these big Republicans running them for Obama, like David Gergen.
Well, because the business of the casino gulag model, the supporting the cops in this case and the surveillance and the invasive technologies 24/7, this is the only business. You know, here's an interesting point. If you look at the last the gross domestic product of America for the last quarter, and they say that it was the figures were up plus or minus 1% from a year earlier, and they were saying, see, the economy is on some kind of growth track, or it's not decelerating as fast as we said it would. If you subtract the military from the durable hard goods number, the military component, it's more than 50%. So in other words, the only growth that you see in the U.S. right now comes from invading countries, slaughtering people, and installing surveillance equipment. That's it. That's what America exports now. That's their growth industry. And they look at that and they say it's great. The people who are doing it, they can borrow money from Wall Street at virtually no money, no interest rates whatsoever, because they keep those artificially low interest rates for them. If you're a saver, if you work and you save money, like I'm a saver, I have only savings. I have no debt. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a credit card. I don't have a car loan. I've never had any debt. But I'm being penalized because I don't, on my savings, I get 1% at most. That's outrageous. When the demand for credit is there, I should be getting 4 or 5%. So I'm subsidizing Goldman Sachs. I'm subsidizing J.P. Morgan. They're stealing money from me every single day. That's completely ridiculous. So why? What productive role are they playing in a society? None. They're just having like acid. They're just ripping it apart. And it's not even because, and they're not even having a lot of fun doing it. It's just because they're sadistic. It's like Caligula capitalism. They're just sick, sadistic.
No, that's it. They love blasting out the free market, destroying societies, bankrupting people. I read the Malthusian eugenicist views of all these elites. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan publicly fund most of the eugenics groups, most of the zero growth groups. They're paying people to sell good cars. Then the car dealers just don't go down as much and actually rip you off. The studies show for cash for clunkers. Obama's idea to renew America is to, quote, bulldoze cities, USA Today, command destruction. This is what they want. And I wanted to ask you, Max, before we go to calls, eco-science, Holdren. And it turns out the guy he wrote the book with, Paul Ehrlich, was George Bush Sr.'s science advisor, openly wanting to drug the water, take all children at birth, train them, raise them in government dormitories. And now in England, 20,000 families have cameras in the homes watching their children. They're saying they're going to take the children and raise them in dormitories, that the family is bad, that the state is actually, this is in the book, now they're doing it. Can you comment on these people?
It just makes you well up in tears inside, because you realize that this great experiment that was started in the 18th century is come to a shocking close and very suddenly because of a complete inability for those who are benefiting most from a democratic society to stand up for their democracy. So if you're a Caligula capitalist, if you're running a casino gulag state, and you've got no resistance whatsoever, then why blame them? They're just, you know, rust never sleeps. Rust is rust. Without, you know, there's no, these people are never going to stop. They don't have no logic. There's nothing behind them that makes any human sense. So they're not going to stop. And the people who are getting the most affected by this are refusing to stand up for themselves. So I don't see any change in the dynamic here whatsoever. I just don't see it. And it's really, you know, I live in France because I can't even live in the United States. It makes me a little queasy inside to walk around and just, it's like being in a zombieville. Here in France, the people in France have a situation where the government fears them. The government fears the people. If the government says something or does something in France that the people don't like, they immediately are out in the street. They're protesting and demonstrating every single day. In the U.S., of course, it's the opposite. The people fear the government. And that's totally unacceptable. That's completely unacceptable. And you can't even be around it. It's sickening.
Well, absolutely. The media is always bashing France, and I think its taxes is too high, but the people actually have a form of socialism there. They're demanding it. I'm not for that system, but they're actually getting some of it, which is better than this. I mean, if you're going to have socialism, might as well get part of it. But the issue is, might as well get some services.
Every day, that's the worst socialist system in the world.
But that's what I'm saying. This isn't even
socialism. Wall Street is the most egregious socialistic parasite on the entire globe. That's socialism.
But, Max, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying they steal all our money and give it to elites. At least in France, they take the money and actually give it to some of the people. But what I'm saying is they try to plant GMO, they burn it down. They try to do something corrupt, the people riot. And so you're right about that. You were telling me during the break that you were in a French coffee shop or something and heard something interesting.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about Alex Jones. I couldn't believe it. A couple of French people were talking about Alex Jones, so I broke in with my limited French, and we had an interesting conversation. But they
I'm just curious. I mean, what were they saying?
Well, they were fascinated by really the film, The Obama Deception, is actually being viewed here in France by people. And and there, I guess some people have some versions with subtitles out there or something, but they knew significant parts about it. And here, you know, in Europe, Obama was very, very seductive, and he really won over the Europeans. And so this is something that has come up, and it's a really a topic of discussion, that this whole reversal, the fact that his popularity has been dropping, and what does this mean, and, you know, we're in love with him, and what, how did we think about this, and then the Obama deception film came up, because it's, how many views does it have on the net? Like 20 million views? So.
Yeah, it's more than that, but yeah, that's conservative. Well, the issue is, it wasn't their love of Obama, it was their hatred of Bush. And I found that in my own life. I'll hate somebody so much that I end up being friends with that person's enemy, and that person turns out being just as bad. And I think that's what it is that Bush was so horrible, people associated all the tyranny with him, so went running to Obama, and he was just a pimp who then got us in the hotel room and punched us in the face and knocked our teeth out, and now we're crawling around on the ground bleeding, and he's going, yeah, bitch, you like it. And I think people are finally going, no, I don't like it. I'm leaving. So we're running out the door in our skirt, crying in the rain, and he's slapping us with a coat hanger. And I just think it's time for people to wake up.
People in France, you know, contrary to popular belief, are really love America in a lot of ways. I mean, there's huge boulevards in the middle of Paris, you know, Franklin Roosevelt Boulevard, JFK Boulevard, and, you know, the French are the ones that financed the American Revolution, and as a result, their own economy went into free fall. If it wasn't for France, there would be no America.
They want to like, exactly, they want to like the United States. And so the Anglophiles have always hated that, so that's why they love to demonize France on our news, because they helped found America, and the British government hates that. Max Keiser, he knows what he's talking about.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. $1,000 contest. Need to have them up on YouTube in the next 4 or 5 days. I need to judge them by, like, next Wednesday. But I'll watch them right up to the day. I'm going to pick the best video that I think gets the word out about Obama being a liar and a criminal and a front man for the New World Order. But let's not just blame him. Let's get past him to the real elites and bring them to justice. Max Kaiser is our guest. Max, I want to go to calls. Doug and Dan and Chris and Dr. Gushin and others that are holding toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But you've got a pretty good brain. I mean, I've been reading some of your writings from years ago, and almost all of it came true. What do you think is going to happen in the next few years? Because I knew that Obama had this godlike level, but that as soon as he proved he was a liar, that would dissipate. The bigger they are, the harder they'll fall. But it also seems that Obama's controllers are going to want to stage something. A new war with Iran, an economic collapse, more economic terrorism, domestic stage terror attacks. I mean, what do you see happening in the next couple of years with the people taking over all these town halls, going after both parties, and how the empire is going to strike back?
Well, as you know, as I've said on your show before, I think that as the economy continues to collapse, there's going to be a big push across the country, state to state, to legalize gambling. And the gambling is going to be more of a factor in the economy. There's going to be more ways to gamble, specifically online. The reason you don't have online gambling right now is because of the mob in Vegas and New Jersey. They control gambling in those two
cities. So you think the revolution is just us turning into total slobs? You think we're going to get worse?
Yeah. I think that the combination of online gambling, cheap pharmaceutically engineered, over-the-counter, mood-altering drugs, and terrible food products, high-fructose corn syrup-based food products. You put all those things into a cocktail of silliness, and you end up with a population that is completely strung out and just trying to gamble their way toward making, basically, it's indentured servitude is what we're heading toward, because the debts are never going to be paid. They're simply never going to be paid. And as the banks reorganize the system right now, they're putting all the bad debts into the publicly held banks. Like, for example, in the UK, this Northern Rock, which was the first bank, one of the first banks to go under, they just announced that they've got three times the bad toxic assets that they thought that they had. But that's a publicly owned bank. So now it's really the public that owns those toxic assets. The private banks are the banks that are held by the runners of the Gulag casino state. And, of course, they hold the performing assets and the performing loans. So they're dividing the bad assets from the good assets, and they're keeping the ones that are still relatively high profile and performing, and they're putting all the really trashy junk, grade Z, never ever going to be paid back into the public domain and the public ownership, and the public will never pay back those loans, and the public will continuously get themselves further and further into debt. Look at the Cash for Clunkers program is a perfect example. They encourage people to take cars that they own 100%, trade them in, and put themselves into debt. Like now they get a new car, but they put it, they're on debt. They've increased their debt pile, and the debt levels are continuing to increase.
Max Kaiser, it sounds like you're describing hell. And on top of that, now the police, the government, the minions, 10% of Texans with arrest warrants, more fines, more fees. The other part of the equation is those of us that don't want to drink corn syrup, be zombies, eat GMO, we're going to be like Planet of the Apes, being chased by the CPS and police with them with nets scooping us up to take us back to the FEMA camp so they get more chips to buy big gulp beers and sit there buying hookers at the slot machines. I mean, just a hell force of, like, lobotomized zombies. It's already like that, going, "Government God, give me your money." All to using these hordes of piratical scum to steal everything and then give it to the banks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.